Here comes I Love This Town. We have one of these for you every Thursday. Today's story comes from James in Ukiah, who doesn't want me to tell you the name of the artist because, well, you'll get why. It's about an anniversary gift. See, James apparently is Mr. Last Minute. He never misses the anniversary entirely, but, you know, it's always chocolate and flowers because he waits till the last minute and then, yeah. This is their 30th wedding anniversary. Oh, that deserves a round of applause right there. So, James decides that he's going to do something spectacular. He's going to have an artist make something that he designs for his wife. Now, see, his wife loves I Love This Town. He didn't want her to wind up hearing this and have me give it away. So I'm not going to give it away. But good idea, James. I like the way you're thinking. So the artist was going out of town, and James had to pick it up a little ahead of when he was going to be giving it to his wife, like by Saturday afternoon. Only Mr. Last Minute forgot. The artist, and here comes the small town story, the artist gets out the sketch that James made. And on the back, it was done on a piece of scratch paper, and that scratch paper had somebody's letterhead on it. Now, part of it, not all of the letterhead was still there, but the artist, with some help from her friends apparently, worked out what business this was, got a hold of somebody at that business, told them the story. They talked it up around the place. Somebody remembered when the guy was making the sketch there and who he was. Now, she has a phone number for him at work, but he's not at work because it's the weekend and his business is closed. So they have to find somebody who knows him, who will come up with the cell phone number. And by tracking it through darn near 6 degrees of separation here, the Kevin Bacon joke, they find his cell phone number. He is, you know, in a state. He's gone through panic and depression, disappointment, and resignation. He's just about to head out for the chocolate and flowers when the cell phone rings. And they make arrangements, and he gets the present, and very soon his wife is going to be one happy woman. Thanks to an artist in Ukiah who went the distance for one of the other folks in her small town. James, thanks for telling us that story. I'd love to be able to tell you who she was, but not yet. Maybe next week.